Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Every hard thing seems impossible until it becomes real. And over the last 2 months, I've asked WWE to relook at my case. And they sent me to the best neurologist all over the country. And all of these neurologists, every specialist, every doctor I've seen has said the same thing, and it is this: you are cleared.
This is Harper from the Bludgeon Brothers, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for March 24th. Holidays today. It's just one. National Chocolate Covered Raisin Day. A favorite in all movie theaters. I need my chocolate covered raisin. Happy 58th birthday to Barry Horowitz. Pat yourself on the back, buddy. Happy 53rd to a guy named Mark Calloway. You might remember him as The Undertaker. Maybe we'll see him at WrestleMania. And a very happy 33rd to CJ Perry. Who? You know, Lana. It's her 33rd birthday. And we want to wish Danger a happy birthday this week. It's coming up Monday.
No, that's not happening.
No, Danger Boy is having a birthday. So it's March. It must be that time. Have you ever had WrestleMania fall on your birthday?
Yeah, I think it was when I was like 7 or 8 years old.
I was going to say.
It's been close a couple times.
It definitely, yeah, because, I mean, you're at the end of March, and sometimes it happens in March, sometimes it's in April.
All depends on that Easter schedule.
Yes, that's true. And this year, it is definitely happening in April. In fact, I want to let you know, the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight at Empire at Culver. Join us April 8th for WrestleMania 34 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. 7 p.m. start time. Get there early. I know I say 7 p.m., you know it's going to be earlier than that. Things are going on at 5.
Pre-show will start at 5.
Yeah, pre-show's
going to start at 4.
Oh, my gosh, 4?
You watch. Okay. I believe that's what they did last year. They actually started the main card at 6.
I think they actually gave us a big interlude in which we could take a nap last year and then wake up and watch the rest of the show. But we'll be at Salvatore's then.
Starting at noon?
Yeah. We'll be at Salvatore's at 4.
We're not leaving from the night before.
Yeah, be there for UFC the night before, of course. But Salvatore, you come on out and join us for WrestleMania 34. We'll have some stuff to give away. We'll make some funny jokes, maybe. We'll have a good time. Everybody will have a good time. They'll have some great specials. And, of course, Salvatore's has a full menu, so you don't have to worry about, you know, being specifically having certain things. You can get anything: salads, pizza, burgers,
pasta.
Oh, so good.
Wings,
everything. So come on out, and there's a full you can get adult beverages too, so come and hang out with us. That's right, April 8th, WrestleMania 34. We're back to Salvatore's for WWE live event / pay-per-views, whatever they call them nowadays, and we'll be there for everyone after this. Danger Boy, are you going to say something?
No, I don't know.
Okay, it looks like you're... Okay, also, we're going to be there the day before for UFC 223. That'll also be at Salvatore Saloon out in Scottsville. There is no... I've never cover for UFC pay-per-views at Salvatore's and Salvatore Saloon. Come on out. They start at 10 p.m. The prelims start at 8, so that Saturday, April 7th, get there at 8 o'clock, watch 2 hours of great prelims and then a great pay-per-view card.
UFC 223. 223 drink specials all night long. That's April 7th at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join the Rock City Roller Derby. You can be part of Flower City Fear, too. Find them. That's the men's team in town. Find them on Facebook. And next week, we will have, before we do the big interview with Jeff Jarrett next week, which we're going to have WWE future Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett joining us, we're going to have a few Rock City Roller Derby ladies up here in the studio promoting their home opener next Saturday. In fact, we got tickets to give away next Saturday. And so you want to get a chance to check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's legit. And they'll be up next week. So, hey, welcome to the show. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole. Good morning.
Good morning.
And with Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And Brian is in the hot tub of love someplace, wherever that may be.
Celebrating Rusev Day.
Rusev Day in the hot tub of love. Who else would be? But what an exciting week we've had this past week.
Did things happen or something?
Well, I'll say in the next segment, you'll be hearing Harper from
Harper Bludgeon.
Harper Bludgeon. Yes, that's his new last name, Bludgeon. Harper Bludgeon. He'll be joining us in the next segment. But before that, we got to talk about the biggest news this past week. And you guys can chime in, too, if you want. 222-1280 is our phone number. You can call in or you can text us at that number. We're ready to believe you. And we also, and you can tell, and if it's funny enough, we'll replay, we'll tell.
Or criticize you if you're saying something dumb.
No, don't. You can say something dumb. We won't mention it, you know?
Nobody calls in and says anything dumb.
Never. Never, 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 never. But sometimes they text stuff in. But if it's funny, you'll get a mention on the air. So, and we'll talk about it too. But got to talk about the big news this week. Daniel Bryan coming out. You know, we get a big alert. Tuesday early in Tuesday, a big alert from WWE, and it says Daniel Bryan's been cleared to wrestle, and he comes out and cuts a really nice emotional promo. And very, very happy for it. I mean, we knew it was going to happen in some time, you know? I mean, if it wasn't,
we all figured it was going to happen in September when he left the company.
That's what he was saying. He's like, if I'm not wrestling by this time here at WWE WrestleMania, then I will probably be wrestling someplace else when my contract expires. And I'm guessing, and this is just me, I'm guessing they may have known about it a couple weeks before when they let what happened with Shane.
No.
No?
Supposedly, it came down Monday that he was being cleared. One of the doctors who talked about it yesterday, one of the top neurologists that he had to go to, said, one, that he has no signs of prior brain injury, which is amazing, and two, that the dates in question that he got talked to and everything was February 26th and whatnot is when he talked to him. So Joseph, supposedly Monday backstage is when Joseph Maroon let it out that he was cleared.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then it was that quick, and it's like, and they got, and of course, they probably, you know.
Apparently, their plan was always for Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon to tag, but they had someone in the back pocket because they didn't know Daniel Bryan was going to get cleared, even though he had asked them to look at it a couple months ago. But Joseph Maroon was the guy who is the WWE doctor and everything, was the hardest one for him. Everyone would tell him yes, and he'd say, Maroon would go no. So finally, when he re-looked at it and told him to go through these three, the best experts on CTE and brain injuries and everything in the country, and he came back clear as day. I can't say no anymore.
Yeah, they saw no lesions. They saw nothing. And he's Dr. Marone's the one who is from Pittsburgh. He's the one who, the famous name when it came to Kurt Angle, having issues. And I mean, he's been with him for a long time. So it finally came through. And so he cuts this great emotional promo. You can see the show kind of got rewritten at that point. You know, to have him come out and cut a promo and get the he was very emotional, and it was great, and it's great to see him back. And then, of course, at the end of the show, he gets destroyed by two people he just fired moments before. And which
way to test that brain injury?
Yeah, I know. Get to power bombed on the edge of the carpet of the ring there. You know,
the apron.
Yeah, the apron, and he went. That looked pretty bad. You know, but. That's what he does. That's his thing. I'm sure he's going to have to change his style in the ring. And I mean, he wants to be full time on the road. He wants
He's been cleared to wrestle as much as possible. He does have to go full impact testing after every match he does. So
that's smart. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
until they feel comfortable with him being out there all the time, which might never happen, but that's what he's willing to go through.
I think he's at a part in his career where he could just do a match every 3 months, you know?
They said he'll probably work a schedule similar to Randy Orton where he does all the TVs and most of the TVs and stuff like that, and then limited house shows.
Yeah.
So not all the time. And when you see him on the house shows, he probably won't be taking the sick bumps.
Yeah. And but he's the guy who came out and he's him. He goes, I want to be on the road. I want to do this. So it's like, so what do you guys think? 222-1280, star 1280. What do you think, Daniel Bryan Beck? Are you worried about maybe the first bad bump he takes, something bad's going to happen? Or is it?
Well, they went all out for the first one.
I was going to say.
If you looked on those, he almost brained himself on those drop kicks he was throwing. He was going overextending. He was all sorts of amped up.
Yeah, he needs to get some work in the ring there.
No, he was excited. That was something juiced up.
I loved it how he pretty much ruled two people in the ring for a while until they took the heel way out and stuff. But yeah, it's setting up a match for WrestleMania. And I like how when he said it, he goes, I don't know when I'm going to be wrestling. And then everyone in the crowd starts pointing at the WrestleMania sign. I like that. That was kind of funny. And it's like, but he still has the power over the people, man. It's amazing. And as long as he's been away from that ring, he still has that, that intangible thing that WWE can't find in a lot of people.
And you know me, you know how I like to find the humor in stuff. So I'm reading all the reactions and stuff to Daniel Bryan, and somebody had posted a picture of Roman Reigns where it looked like he was crying. And it says, the moment when you were just starting to get over and Daniel Bryan comes back.
Oh, man. Yeah, that. And Roman Reigns, it's funny for a guy who gets suspended still shows up to TV on Monday night,
A guy who's suspended and on top of that decides it's okay to assault U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, exactly. How is Brock Lesnar in the wrong? He's the hero in this whole thing.
I know. He saved the U.S.
He saved the U.S. Marshals. Roman's looking at like 4 years in jail right now.
I was watching it with my son Mike, and Mike looks at me and he goes, I remember exactly when Stone Cold Steve Austin did the same exact thing that Roman Reigns is doing right now.
But Roman's stronger because they were U.S. Marshals instead of just cops.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's true. But Stone Cold did get dragged out in handcuffs, and you remember that clear as day, that image of him. I don't know if he got over. I mean, people were still booing him, So it was like, and they were
chanting, "You deserve it."
Yeah, you deserve it.
I'm sorry, that was one of my favorite moments.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, the announcers weren't playing games, like pretending they weren't hearing that. They were mentioning stuff. So, it's like
they should just embrace it.
There's a lot of people out there who don't want a part-time champion, who don't want this part-time guy, but it's like you're between a rock and a hard place. Who do you pick?
Well, the part-time guy makes you a lot more money than that. Roman draws. Roman's name is up there. Roman is actually a good wrestler.
Yeah,
no one will take that away from him. He's been shoved down our throat for 4 years.
Well, kids and women still love him. So, yes,
We were talking off the air before you got here, Cash, and I was telling Danger, I envision this going one of two ways. Either we have the match, Brock is heavily favored by the crowd and Roman is not, or WWE gets themselves in a WrestleMania 20 position where the crowd just isn't in it for either man.
I'm scared that's what's going to happen.
No, I think they're going to just poo-poo Roman Reigns. I think that Brock probably is not going to leave.
Okay.
I listened to Chael Sonnen talk to Chris Jericho this week on his podcast. And Chael Sonnen knows a little bit more about drug testing than the rest of us with USADA. And so Brock's back in the pool. He's still got like 7 months on that. Apparently after...
Oh, you're talking about UFC.
Yes.
Yeah, we were talking about that too off the air, how he left after four months. He retired. And so he has to fulfill the rest of his time.
He has to fulfill the rest of that. And on top of that, he has to test clean for 6 months before he can fight.
That's right. In fact, now it's more than 6 months. I thought it was like 9 months.
That's 14 months at the least, and he's 41 years old. You're going to tell me he's going to be fighting at 43 years old?
Yes. Believe me, he makes money for them, too. They'll find a way to make it happen. They'll pick a fantasy matchup with him because they're not going to give him a title or anything, but he draws people.
Oh, he's going to draw... Who's the fantasy matchup? The only fantasy matchup with him in heavyweights right now is Stipe.
Yes, well,
other guy's going to be suspended for 4 years.
Francis Ngannou, I think his name is Ngannou. He
doesn't burn himself out by then.
He called out Brock Lesnar.
He did, but 14 months is a long time. Ngannou might blow himself or burn himself out by then. He doesn't burn himself out by then.
He called out Brock Lesnar.
He did, but 14 months is a long time. Ngannou might blow himself or burn himself out by then.
They might find a way around this. We'll see what happens. I mean, right now, we're going to go to break on that. Come back.
Brazil, we're going to have rules.
We're going to come back with our guest on the show, Harper, Harper Bludgeon, I believe is his last name. He is going to be hopefully at WrestleMania in a few weeks, but he is on TV every Tuesday night, SmackDown, and he'll be joining us on the other side of this break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
The one thing earlier tonight, management informed me that I have to have a partner. Now, I don't think I need a partner. Matter of fact, I know I can win those tag titles by myself because I am the monster among.
I wasn't trying to betray our friendship. I was trying to go out there and win the Raw Women's Championship. Just like I intend to go on to WrestleMania and win the Women's Battle Royal. But you weren't trying to win anything when you refused to tag me in after Elimination Chamber. Nor were you trying to be my friend when you walked out on me last week and left me high and dry. That was twice. Two times you left me, Bayley.
Ion Tech with Larry Magid.
I'm recording this program from Pittsburgh, where I participated in Google's Be Internet Awesome program. This event was working with local educators from Western Pennsylvania to help them teach digital citizenship to their students as well as to parents. But Google also offers a Be Internet Awesome game for young children. It's called Interland, and it teaches kids to share with care, don't fall for fake, secure their secrets, and that it's cool to be kind. It's easy to play and fun for young children. You can find it by Googling the word Interland. Larry Magid, CBS News.
Undertaker is a coward. Prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong. Give me a yes. Give me a no. Hell, at this point, I don't even need a yes or no. Do some of that stupid stuff you do. Roll a casket out here or give me smoke or lightning or something. Just don't sit there and do nothing. Be a man. Be the Undertaker. Do something.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
All right. Hey, welcome to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, special in studio guest with us, Harper.
Harper
from the WWE. Hey, man, thank you so much for coming up. You were with Weeze earlier, and you can give us a few minutes now. Thanks so much, man. You're welcome. So how's it going, man? How's the movie? Mohawk came out just a couple weeks ago. How's the reception to it so far?
The reception has been very good. I'm very proud of it. It's kind of a first-time ordeal for me, and I want everyone to see it, and I just want wrestling fans to give it a chance. It's an hour and a half, and it's not too cumbersome of your time, so please. Just give it a chance. Mohawk.
Cool. And now, and we mentioned this a little while ago, but you were rehabbing your knee injury you were doing that. So was that, did that make it difficult? And did they know that you were coming in, that you were like kind of going to be a little bit hobbled?
It was written into the script that it was already there. And he said, would that be a problem? And I said, nope, I think it'll be okay. I think I can act like I'm hurt.
All right. Yeah, especially after being hurt.
Why is there a treadmill in here?
That's a good question. There's a treadmill in the studio. I've used it a couple times just for like 3 seconds to see if it worked.
I don't believe that.
So, and now also this past year, we saw you on Damnation too. Well, was that a lot of fun to do that TV show?
That was unbelievable. They flew me out to Calgary in a town that they had built specifically for the TV show. So it was in its own world. It was unbelievable. I was treated phenomenally, and man, what an experience that was.
I was gonna say, I love you cut this promo in the ring, kind of, you know, and it was one of the highlights of the whole show. And it's like, and it really is a very good show too. So
that was my one beef with that show is that they did a fly-in shot
of my bald spot.
True, they did. They came in from above the ring, and but that's
you know, so unnecessary.
You got to play in that. You got to play the old school. Yep. I mean, how wrestling started in America. Going to the carnival,
and it was based on Haystacks Calhoun and kind of his way of doing things. Of he would hang himself and then continue cutting the sermon or promo, and then drop down and then beat up a mark in the crowd. So that was kind of what it was based on.
Yeah, it was very cool, and it was really exciting to see you. I mean, especially they promoted it as much as they did coming out of a SmackDown show too. So, very cool.
Yeah,
so
that surprised me.
Yeah, really. So, hey, man, it's great that you know we got WrestleMania coming up in just a couple weeks, and you know you guys are working your way towards being on that. Now, I guess you know after not being on last year, this you know I'm sure you, I guess there's pluses and minuses to not being there. I mean, you have to be there.
What's
you know?
The plus?
Yeah, I was gonna say, but you, I know you have to be there for like all the events and everything.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, I participated in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal last year, and I call that disappointment. Had myself set up to be in a better position, didn't get that position. Have ourselves set up to be in a better position this year, and we will see what happens.
We will see. Anything, Danny?
I was just gonna say, right now, you know, being featured on a tear, just pretty much destroying anybody they put in front of you, including. Can we talk about that beatdown at Fastlane?
I would love to.
Like, I know it's painful enough, like, running the ropes, taking bumps in the ring, but then seeing just some of the brutality that takes place outside of the ring. I don't want to be in the ring with you guys. I don't want to be anywhere near anything you're doing right now.
No, and I think that might become an issue of people not wanting to work with us. But, hey, whatever. I'm here to do what I'm paid to do. We're doing that now. We're doing it well. We're very successful. And we've put ourselves in position to make a very big impact on the biggest stage of them all.
We cannot wait for that. Now, what is the difference? I mean, going from a wife beater and jeans into this, you know, your new wrestling skivvies.
First thing is money.
Yeah,
the new stuff costs way more than the old stuff. And now I can't walk into Walmart, pick up a wife beater and jeans, and walk to the ring. To be fair, though, those wife beaters that I was wearing were from the original character. I know no one believes me, but if you look back, they are the same. They are fixed. They are washed, but they stay dirty.
I feel like somebody called us on the pain clinic sometime a long time ago, and they asked about the wife beaters. They're like, oh, yeah. Does he use the same one, or does like somebody back in wardrobe give him a fresh one, and like he runs around for 2 hours prior to every show?
So when I debuted the character in Chikara, I had to rub it on the floor for about 20 minutes every night. But then I got about 4 good ones, held on to those for the next 10 years, would have my buddy Sarat fix them and sew them, and that's Sasha Banks' husband, So, yeah, he'd fix them every couple weeks for me. And then when people would rip them in the ring, I would instantly swear at them and tell them that they're horrible people because they ruined my gear.
You go, buy me a new one. That's the rule.
Cody Rhodes, Jericho, they come to mind instantly.
Oh, man. I was going to say, and, you know, but now you have, like, a more extensive, you know, outfit that you're in.
Yeah, it's a little harder to rip.
I was going to say, and is it a little tighter. Is it weird just going from what you were in, very comfortable, relaxed clothes, into something a little bit more tighter?
At first it was, but I literally feel at home in the entire gimmick as of now. It took a minute, but I'll tell you what. Being with Rowan is, it's eye-opening again, and it's very odd. I like to tell the story of one of our original beatdowns. He was going to splash a guy, and I, for some reason, got fired up, pulled the top off the table, and threw it directly in his path. So instead of telling me to, you know, I don't know what word to use, not swear. Instead of
you
telling
can swear.
Me,
yeah, I'll beep it.
Okay, so instead of telling me to f*** off, he said, hey, man, that was pretty cool. That added to it, and I was like, whoa. So right there, when he recognized that I wasn't trying to step on his toes, but I was adding to the product that we're presenting, and he waited his turn and finished with a huge impact and didn't have a problem with it, I knew we might be made for each other in the wrestling ring.
Very cool. Very cool. And it's like, I always tell people, you know, sometimes the gimmicks that are given to you, everybody, you know, you guys have to make it your own as it's becoming you. And you guys, I love what is going on.
Just that's the thing is, it wasn't really given to us. There were suggestions. There was meetings with Vince McMahon. There was meetings with Triple H. There was meetings with Road Dogg. Me and Rowan weren't happy. We weren't happy being off TV. We weren't happy in our current roles. So there was a suggestion to put us back together, and we jumped on that. And what came out of that was a collaboration of a lot of people, not just one person suggesting it.
Sure. Great. And I mean, I dig the Hammers. I dig, you know, that, I like the way you guys come out and, you know, you
Hammers are doing.
Yeah.
I'm coming to the ring, and they should be happy that we're putting the Hammers down.
Definitely.
Because the one time we didn't, it didn't really work out so well for the New Day and Usos.
Yeah. And, you know, Danny did bring it up that we, you know, with the pay-per-view, or sorry, the live event pay-per-view on the network there with what an incredible beatdown of the Usos and the New Day. And we're looking forward to seeing what happens with that, which is very exciting. And WrestleMania is coming. You know, it's a busy time in WrestleMania. So, I mean, when that starts to come up, it means that all of a sudden you're booked all the time.
That's,
you know,
right.
It's like you get like a week straight of things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really an exciting time, and we can't. I would love to go there. Next year, they announced it that it's going to be in MetLife Stadium, and that's the first time I think I saw you wrestle in a WWE ring was at that. You actually wrestled on the when they were doing the
event. Access
events, yes.
But if you look back at Undertaker's entrance, there's hands coming from underneath the stage.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
If you look very closely, you'll see a hand that's higher than everybody else's.
Oh, look at that.
That's my hand.
You know, like I tell you, I was sitting next to these people. We were way in the nosebleeds there. And he's like, he goes, yeah, you know that yeah guy who wrestled down here in New Jersey Pro Wrestling. He's like, he's been with them now.
It's
I said, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, that was me underneath the stage.
Very cool. That was
kind of my introduction. We had done Access, and that was my introduction to, hey, here's this thing, WrestleMania. I know you've just seen it on TV, but now come sit underneath the stage while The Undertaker makes his entrance at WrestleMania. So if that wasn't cool, then I don't know what would be.
Yeah.
Now, not to take the focus off you personally,
well,
I had to. There's no easy way to transition like that.
You tried.
I tried. I tried to be as smooth as I could. But big news this week with Daniel Bryan Danielson,
yep,
getting cleared again. I mean, you've admitted you're close with him.
Yep.
You were around when he was forced to retire, and now you're back around, and he's getting that clearance.
Yep.
You know,
man.
As a friend of his, what was that like going through that?
I remember seeing him when he showed up to TV that day, and I just gave him a hug and said, "Man, congratulations!" And he didn't have to say a word, but you just look in his eyes, and you could tell that he was whole again. I would guess it would be his second love now, or maybe his third after his child. His third love taken away from him the way it was, not by his choice. And then to go through the journey that he did to try to get back into the ring for 2.5 years, it's very emotional for me because I watched him win that match at WrestleMania, and then for like a month later to have it taken away and ripped away. And now, like I said, 2.5 years later, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that speech he gave on Tuesday night, I will probably play that for my son someday. So it's very cool.
Yeah, he really was emotional. He got emotional during that. And, you know, I mean, he's a very emotional guy. So, I mean, and, you know, and he's one of the guys, and you were there when it was going on. He legitimately had the crowd in his hand, and they had to change the way things were done because they were so behind him.
He's the best in the world. I don't know if you can have another person that can connect with a crowd the way he does, but yet completely deliver above and beyond in the ring. He's given his life. He's given his body to professional wrestling. It's pretty awe-inspiring.
Very cool. Well, you know what? We're not going to keep you much longer. We thank you.
You said 5 minutes.
I know. I went a little bit long. I appreciate it. And it's been a while since we had you up here or in here. So it's like, but
I've never been in here.
You've been in this studio.
I've never been in this studio.
You, that's right. That's right. Harper's never been in this studio. We'll say that. But we got to get out of here. But thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Man, we're behind you for WrestleMania. We cannot wait to see what happens. We're gonna have a whole crowd out cheering you. And I don't care if you're a bad guy. You know, it's like I was telling someone, I met Andre the Giant when he was bad. And I got to shake two of his fingers because he was so darn big. But you know what? Everywhere he went, he got cheered.
Of course.
You know, even when he was trying to be bad, he still got cheered. And it's like, you can't come back to this town and be a bad guy.
I don't want to be a bad guy here.
Definitely not. But thank you so much. And, man, I can't wait to see WrestleMania and where you guys end up. And I love what you're doing. And thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Luke Harper. Sorry, Harper. Harper Bludgeon.
We're going to go to break on that. You know, it's funny. He's the same guy, man. Danger Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Same guy.
All day.
Miss him. I miss him a lot. But it was nice for the to get together there. So, hey, we're going to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Guys, I don't get it. And Shane was right. And I really don't want to have to do this. Listen, I have been fired from this company twice, and I came back a better man. Okay, you can learn and you can grow, and I hate that I have to do this. But Sammy, Kevin, you're fired.
Welcome to the 2018 NBA Finals.
Want to win a grand prize trip to this year's NBA Finals? All you have to do is fill up with Synergy gas at an Exxon or Mobil station for your chance to win. But don't wait. Fuel up today.
Exxon Mobil, official motor fuel of the NBA.
No purchase necessary. Ends at 11:59 p.m. Central Time on April 30th, 2018. Open to residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. who are age of majority or older, except void and for residents of Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, and were prohibited. Copyright 2018 NBA Properties, Inc. All rights reserved. Sponsor Exxon Mobil Corporation, Spring, Texas.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Well, at WrestleMania, that little nudge will turn into a big push for Tyler Black and Prince Nevitt when I send them down to the bingo halls so they can two-sweet all you little indie fans. If you don't want to give me respect, I will take it.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. It's Prince Devitt, idiot. Okay, sorry. Not Prince Nevitt. No, nevertheless. Welcome back to the show. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure Miz gets confused sometimes amongst his promos. You've seen it before. It happens. But I want you to know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire Culver. Don't forget, 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's right, April 8th, Salvatore's at the garage door, WrestleMania 34. Come on down. It's 139 East Ridge Road. 4 p.m. start time. I don't know. I'm sad. 4 p.m.
We're going to be there at noon.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, yeah.
I'm going to watch my dog for me.
I will tell you that baseball starts this Friday, so there might be baseball games on before WrestleMania.
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, but it's a 7 p.m. start time for the pay-per-view. We'll be there much earlier. The pre-show starts at 4 or 5. It'll be hosted by us. It'll be prizes, drink specials all night long. April 8th, Salvatore's at the garage door. Write it down your calendar. You're not going to want to miss this. I'll have some Pain Clinic t-shirts for sale as well as some to give away. So who knows, maybe you'll walk out with some cool stuff. I got some books, too. And if you can read, man, it's even better. Or there's some great big pictures in them. So you can look at the pictures, you know. But welcome back to the show. Just riding Alexa Bliss here for a while. I mean, the theme. Welcome back to the show. Luke Harper in the last segment, very cool. It's like very, you know, it's neat to talk with him. It's a guy, you know, you see him around here. It's like he was telling me he bumped into Sammy someplace recently, and he hadn't seen Sammy in a long time. Sammy looks a lot different than he did 5 years ago. So,
yes. So
it was pretty cool. But it was a lot of fun. I cannot wait to see when they finally solidify where they're going to fall on the WrestleMania card. But let's talk about some other news. We talked about Daniel Bryan being back. When he'll be in the ring, we're not sure. He might be off TV until WrestleMania, maybe not. But there's some other people who will be coming back real soon. I saw that Big Cass was backstage Monday night.
Yeah, they originally thought he was going to be out till May, but apparently he's gotten cleared to begin his in-ring training again, and will be back probably right after WrestleMania.
How do you bring him back without Enzo? Enzo kind of like introduced him, you know, and brought him out. But
he's going to be completely repackaged, I bet.
You think so?
Yeah.
They're going to call him something different? Or
no, he'll still be Big Cass, but I mean, he was breaking off on his own anyways when he got hurt.
Who's his girlfriend?
He doesn't have one anymore.
Oh, it was, what's her name?
Carmella.
Carmella, who had the briefcase. Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, because it'd be good to have maybe someone with him, you know, to come out. And that's who he had, was Carmella when they were down in NXT.
And, yeah, no, she was with, she was the hairdresser that they picked up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they, no, they are not together anymore. But they'll find something for him. I mean, he's 7 foot tall. He can move pretty well. Vince will have him on TV every week. That'll be good. And also backstage Monday night was Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe, yeah.
Who is rumored, they said, I was hoping, beyond hope, that maybe he might be Braun Strowman's tag team partner out of nowhere for some reason.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. But apparently he's being groomed for the spot with Roman after WrestleMania, so he will not be on until after WrestleMania either. I would assume he would attack Roman Reigns the first Raw after WrestleMania to the huge pop of the crowd.
Oh, yeah. That seems like one of those, you know. But remember, the first Raw after WrestleMania is the Bizarro World.
Yeah, Bizarro World. Yes. Because it doesn't do what Vince wants him to do.
And so there's nothing they can do about it. So they try to do what they want to do anyways and fail miserably. But actually, we just got a text, someone asking about Samoa Joe. And it's like, I mean, he would be, I don't, you know, I mean, I know it's a couple weeks away, but it still wouldn't hurt to have this guy show up, you know?
And, no, it'd be great.
You know, I mean, because Joe, he can accelerate things. And he was working towards something before he got hurt. So.
Joe put himself in a position working with Brock Lesnar. It was supposed to be a one throwaway match. And he put himself in position to where he cannot be held down because his promos excelled and his work excelled. And Brock Lesnar showed him a ton of respect in that match and gave him a ton of stuff. Even though it was a shorter match than some of us would have liked, and he took the 1F5, but they're building up the F5 to be the killer.
Well, Strowman took the 1F5, and it was over, so that's what they're trying to do. I mean, obviously, it takes two at WrestleMania, at least, if you're going to pin somebody.
They'll probably kick out seven of them.
Yeah, you know.
Beat up 14 marshals.
DC?
No comment.
Okay, he's thinking. I was just going to say, you're looking like, oh, we're going down a bad path.
In my head, I'm trying to recount how many F5s he kicked out of at WrestleMania, what was it, 31?
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. It was at least three or four.
Yeah. He kicked out of the stomp, though.
Nope, did not kick out of the stomp.
So some other news, just going to keep going on some news. When we were getting to see the
greatest thing Raw's done in years.
What was it called? The Ultimate
Deletion.
Ultimate Deletion. We got to watch the Ultimate Deletion. Ronda Rousey actually was wrestling at the arena against Dana Brooke. I saw some still shots of it. She had her up on her shoulders, and she did. Is she doing the torture rack, or is it?
No, it's a Samoan drop.
It's a Samoan drop. Yeah. Okay, so she beat Dana Brooke, and I mean, she obviously, listen, as much as people want to believe she has no idea what she's doing in there, she's been training since mid last year to wrestle. Kendrick was working with her, you know, and Kendrick, you know, I mean, sure, Kendrick didn't do so well with who's the other girl he was training.
Eva Marie.
And Eva Marie is no longer wrestling and stuff. But Kendrick's a great trainer, and he worked with her a lot last year. And she's gonna come in and surprise you. You know, I mean, I don't know if she's going to get a full match before WrestleMania that we'll see on TV.
She's been training for months.
Yeah, she has an idea what she wants to do. And
that match is probably going to be so choreographed between them because of who's involved. Stephanie's not a full-time wrestler either. Kurt and Triple H can go and have gone against each other, but the stuff between the women will be probably very worked out and planned ahead.
And you know the thing is remember when Braun Strowman started, what, he didn't know anything in the ring.
He had four matches before he was on Raw.
Now, I think Ronda's probably been training a bit longer maybe than even he was, and it's like, and they're gonna sell her as immediate monster. So really, all you have to do is know like maybe the three or four essential moves, and then the armbar, and it's over. You know.
Well, it's supposedly she's not using the armbar. Supposedly the finish is gonna be that Samoan drop.
Really?
Yeah. But the rumor is right now, I heard this yesterday, that they already have one of next year's main events for WrestleMania lined up, and it's gonna be Asuka and Ronda Rousey.
Good. Good. I'd love to see that. You know, I mean, Ronda Rousey should be up to speed by then.
Oh yeah. They should be killing each other in that match.
Yeah, so, and of course,
our work shoot fans will like that one. They'll probably be whooping on each other.
A lot of kicks. You know, yeah. Asuka likes those kicks.
And I don't know what you guys thought, just to bring this up, that video package they aired about Rousey on Monday night.
Training with Kurt Angle.
I thought that was a great way to introduce her to people.
Oh, definitely. It was, you know, it was a real personal behind-the-scenes kind of piece, you know?
She was very real in it, too. Yeah. I did things the right way.
They showed her husband. They had their husband show up in it. Yeah. And it's like, And, you know, and I mean, you know what it is that's what you have to do is convince the fans. And that was something that I think did a great job.
Hopefully, her as a person instead of just what we've seen. Even in UFC, they didn't portray her like that.
No. She was always the, you know, the badass who's going to come out, and all they would ever show is her making seven people tap in a row in the scenes before the fight. So, Yeah, you never really got to see Ronda, but you know, we always heard stories about things she liked, and you know, and I mean, she was a huge wrestling fan, even when she was like tearing through UFC.
I'm guessing she's a wrestling fan, and from her attire at the previous WrestleMania she was at, she's a Dragon Ball Z fan.
I would say so too.
That's about all I've got.
What was it? A super? Who was on the shirt?
It's over 9,000. It was a Vegeta shirt.
Vegeta shirt. That's right. So it's like, and I'm kind of catching up because I've been watching on the Sci-Fi Channel, the Cartoon Channel. They do the anime on Saturday nights, but yeah, no. I'm looking forward to I didn't want to give her a benefit of the doubt. I was kind of like, you know, felt, but now I'm beginning to feel that you're right, Danny. That warmed me up to her a lot, and it's like, you know, they're going to spend a lot of time making her a human to the fans.
It's unfortunate we didn't get to see that though, because we were watching the greatest thing that Raw's done in
years. What do you guys, so you want, let's go to break and talk about that and the flip side. Ultimate deletion.
I want to talk about this.
We gotta talk about Skarsgård and you know, what's gonna happen.
More of lawns.
Chair of wheels.
Chair of wheels. What are we gonna have? Where's Bray Wyatt coming back?
IRS Junior.
All right, we'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
At RochesterForLess.com, you can pick up half-price gift certificates to some of Rochester's best restaurants, salons, spas, and merchants. Every week at RochesterForLess.com, there's a brand new deal. And every week, there's the chance for you to save 50%. Pick up gift certificates to your favorite places, or you can try something new at half the regular price. RochesterForLess.com is the perfect way for you to experience the best our region has to offer at 50% savings. So check in every week and see what's new. Half-price deals at RochesterForLess.com.
Don't miss the Spring RV Super Sale, March 16th through the 25th at Rochester Tech Park. See a huge selection of Jayco, America's number one selling trailer, from just $99.95. Rochester's largest indoor RV show. The RV Super Sale at Rochester Tech Park.
Welcome to the 2018 NBA Finals.
Want to win a grand prize trip to this year's NBA Finals? All you have to do is fill up with Synergy Gas at an Exxon or Mobil station for your chance to win. But don't wait. Fuel up today.
Exxon Mobil, official motor fuel of the NBA.
No purchase necessary. Ends at 11:59 p.m. Central Time on April 30th, 2018. Open to residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. who are age of majority or older, except void and end for residents of Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, and were prohibited. Copyright 2018 NBA Properties, Inc. All rights reserved. Sponsor Exxon Mobil Corporation, Spring, Texas.
Rochester, 1280 Rochester.
This is Kane from WWE on 1280 WHTK, Rochester's Sports Talk.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Little Hardy Boys to get us in the mood for the Ultimate Deletion. Okay, Danger Boy. We got DC Dan Cole and you. And by the way, I just want to remind folks, if you didn't catch it earlier on the show, Harper from the Bludgeon Brothers joined us, talked some real stuff in wrestling. It was really, really cool. And if you listen to the show as a podcast, we are on iTunes. As well, yeah, we're a couple places, but you can find us on iTunes. Harper was with Brother Weeze on Radio 95.1 this past week. He spent probably about an hour on the air with him. I've got all that. I'm gonna put it on the end of this week's show, so you get to hear Harper talk about more about his movie, a little bit more in depth things about it than we could get to. So if you're a fan, it's added incentive to go and freaking subscribe to the Pain Clinic on iTunes and listen to the newest show. We get a lot of people listening though already, but you'll get to hear a lot, like about 40 minutes extra of Luke Harper with Brother Weeze, and we were there too. But let's get back to talking about, and also next week, Jeff Jarrett will be joining the show. So
Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, I cannot wait. You know, talk about his good friend Jeremy Borash. And speaking of Jeremy Borash had a lot to do with the Ultimate Deletion.
Jeremy Borash and Rebby Sky apparently filmed a lot of it and did a lot of the music herself.
Oh, she was playing the piano at one point. I mean, I don't know if it was real or not, but apparently it was.
100% that's real.
That's very cool.
So the only problem I have with anything that I was worried they would WWE it up as opposed to what it was in TNA. And they did.
Hey, listen,
not.
I think if anything, they just make sure that Matt's teeth are white, okay? Yeah. That's about it.
They did it. I thought it was fantastically done. I thought it kept with the spirit of the originals. The only problem I had was Michael Cole beforehand apologizing for what you're going to see.
Yeah, that was terrible. I just, like, you know, you really, you know, you put a super negative end to what was about to happen. I hated that. And I was mad at him for saying that.
Well, we got to see Vanguard 1. We got to see Skarsgård. We got to see Senior Benjamin. We got to see the
chair with wheels.
This one actually, I think, may have been, if you look at it a little deeper, the best character development from Bray Wyatt since he first started.
I know, yeah, it was crazy.
It went through everything. It went through his original promos. It went through the burning down that Randy Orton did of his compound.
Yeah, somehow they built the original shack that he used to do it in the middle of the Hardy compound.
Yeah, they Scooby-Dooed through the graveyard.
They did. Yeah, we were talking.
The whole thing was, like, if you're looking at it as a purely wrestling, like you're taking it completely seriously, you're not going to get it. But if you're looking at it as what it is and that there's good stuff involved and you actually have to just kind of suspend disbelief for a second, that was awesome. That was so good. The third hour of Raw kept over 3 million viewers for the first time in forever.
Yep.
It's mind-blowing.
It is. It's
mind-blowing they would go out and apologize for that ahead of time.
Well, the question is remember, the first time they did it when they were in Impact Wrestling, it was like an hour. You know, I mean, or it was like...
Yeah, I wish it was a little longer.
Yeah,
it looks like they got a lot of stuff in for what they did, though. I mean, they did a little speed up on the Scooby-Doo stuff and whatnot.
You got to meet the new baby, too.
Yes.
The Maximilian, is it? No.
Maxwell was there. It was Lord Wolfgang.
Wolfgang, that's right. Lord Wolfgang.
He didn't work the indies.
No, he did not yet. But, you know, Max still has a win over Rockstar Spud.
Yes.
So
Drake Maverick.
Drake Maverick on 205 there. So, I don't know. Danny, what'd you think?
No, I liked it. Again, I'm going to repeat a lot of the stuff Danger just said. I was worried that WWE would put too much of their touch on it, which thankfully they didn't. Wish it would have been a little longer. And yeah, the whole Michael Cole thing. Now, granted, we're throwing a lot of hate at Michael Cole on this, but for all we know, it was probably Vince telling him to say that. But either way, yeah. I thought it was just poor taste.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't know if it was Vince trying to hedge his bets in case it didn't go over well. But I told Danger, and I'll tell everybody else, I think Michael Cole, to be fair, if he's going to apologize for that up front, he needs to retroactively apologize for everything that led up to WrestleMania 27.
Yeah.
The coal mine, the match, all of it.
The glass booth.
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, that you know, there's a lot that he has to, you know, and the thing is, you know, he probably doesn't even remember half of that stuff because when, like you said, when people are feeding stuff into your ear, sometimes you're just repeating what you're hearing. So I don't know. I think Vince McMahon loved Matt Hardy. That's why, you know, that's why they signed him. It was a hot hand coming in. What you know, they signed the Hardys because they made Impact Wrestling. Those numbers went super high, the highest they probably have had. Since they've moved to Pop TV.
Apparently recently is the highest they've ever had.
Oh, I was going to say, they've been doing pretty good lately. Yes. I'm not going to complain about them. They definitely have been, and in fact, EC3 had his last show this past week that was on Pop TV. So now he'll be a regular on coming up on NXT.
I think he shows up on this coming week's show.
Yeah, I was going to say, they timed it out pretty good. Yeah. I'm just going to see what's going to happen with Lashley and some of the other names that are free now.
Lashley, I think his last show is next week.
Yeah,
he takes on Brian Cage next week on Impact.
Yeah, so there's some names that are going to become free, and I've heard a lot of rumors about a Lashley Lesnar thing happening possibly.
I've also heard a lot of rumors that possibly Lashley is the secret partner.
Ah, interesting.
I've heard Lashley and I've heard Elias. That's it.
You know, I why don't you make Alexa Bliss? Isn't that what they do on the Facebook mixed tag champion challenge or whatever?
They lost.
They lost?
Yeah, they lost.
I didn't watch this.
They lost to Miz and Asuka. Asuka pinned Alexa Bliss.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's
or
crazy.
Tap. I'm not sure which one, but yeah, no, it's unfortunate. Team Little Big is done.
We got a question on the Twitter, and you can tweet or you can text us at 222-1280. It says, guys, do you think John Cena will face Kane or Taker? Also, any chances of having women's tag titles? They've tried it in a lot of different places, and they usually disappear after like a month or two, you know?
If there wasn't the split rosters, I might be for it just because they have a lot of women and they don't have a lot for them to do.
It would be something they would probably do on NXT.
You know what they are going to do from what rumors and orders that were placed already, right?
Cruiserweight.
They're doing a Cruiserweight Tag Team Championship.
I've heard that. Yeah, that's
if you haven't been watching 205 Live, you're missing out. Yeah. It has definitely jumped leaps and bounds since a certain patriarch of the family took his hands off of it.
Yeah, and another patriarch put his hands on
it,
I guess. You know, and someone who
the
who,
future.
Someone who thinks NXT was a good idea and proved it.
Even though they're
it,
bleeding money.
Yeah, and proved it right, actually. You know,
no, but, I don't know. They pled $20 million last year.
Ooh, well, we'll see what happens. You know, there's always that cut period that happens. But, yeah, that's interesting. Interesting question there about, but do you think, what about John Cena? It's like, is Kane just a stump until Mark Calloway shows up, the Undertaker?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. It's like, I can't imagine. I mean, Kane just wouldn't show up after, like, 4 months of being back just to do, you know, just to start a WrestleMania angle with
him. No, supposedly they want to keep
maybe,
him.
But maybe, well, hold on, maybe it could start that way, and then the Undertaker comes out at WrestleMania, you know?
Well, they said Taker will probably be off until the go-home show. They got, you know, they got to get that last hook in for you to get your free month subscription on the...
Oh, that's right. That's right. We haven't had any lightning and the lights go out or anything yet.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, too. And again, we've talked about this a lot. It's like... They're the dragging of the feet or the not making this card, you know, concrete. I feel like this year, more than any other year, they're just dragging everything out.
But there's also 14 matches.
Well, I know, but seriously, though, think of how many matches. I mean, we think we know what we're going to get.
Yeah.
But really, how many matches are actually confirmed?
There's, I can tell you, I got a list right here of everything.
I see title match.
We have Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, not absolutely confirmed yet, with Reigns being on suspension. Nakamura and Styles is definitely happening.
Styles is working house shows.
We have Tyler Black, we have Prince Devitt and The Miz in a three way for the WWE Intercontinental title. We don't have who's taking on Alexa Bliss. That hasn't come out yet.
I think we can all guess who's taking on Alexa Bliss.
I'm guessing too. Asuka versus Charlotte Flair.
That's confirmed.
And then the finals of the WWE Cruiserweight title, which will be either Cedric Alexander.
They already did the matches.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali.
Mustafa Ali. So then we got that.
It has pre-show written all over.
Yeah, and then Ronda Rousey, Kurt Angle versus Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. I'm hoping that's not the main event, but I'm scared to death it will be the main event.
You also got the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Yes, and we have
the WrestleMania Battle Royal.
We have the Women's WrestleMania Battle Royal. It used to be called something else until we changed the name.
No, it's always the WrestleMania Battle Royal.
Okay, always was the WrestleMania Battle Royal.
That other thing never happened.
Yeah, okay, so.
Did you see the interesting
kinda
news?
Kind of like was it the Submission Sisters?
Yeah.
Or the Submission Sorority?
Yeah, Submission Sorority.
The interesting news about the other person from the past who has had issues that WWE has confirmed they are talking to.
Oh, yeah, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk
Hogan might be back. We don't know when, but, I mean, they're talking now that it could. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities where he could show up. But right now, it might be SmackDown General Manager with Daniel Bryan getting the nod to Russell and Shane McMahon stepping away, you know, as he did.
If that happens, he'd show up the SmackDown after WrestleMania just because that's the way they would do it. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him at WrestleMania at all. I mean, it's WrestleMania. So that's where they have all their old talent anyways, so you gotta put in the old guy segment someplace. Hulk Hogan be one way to pop him.
They just want to bring him back again because it's at the Superdome and they want to see what he calls it this time.
Yes. This time the Silverdome's actually torn down. So
here at the Silverdome, brother.
So I got corrected on the phone. Yes, Alexa Bliss will be taking on Nia Jax. Kurt Angle made that match on Monday. So that
backstage promo, he kind of bumbled through.
Yeah, he kind of bumbled through and everything. And by the way, I want to apologize to everyone. I told you get free access TV with the Spectrum up. So the way Spectrum changed going to all digital. I'm wrong. Apparently, I'm paying for it. They have a huge New Japan card this weekend on Access. I'm taping it because it starts at midnight on Sunday and ends at 4 in the morning.
If you have Sling, you have Access, though.
Do you?
If you have the blue package, I believe it is.
Oh, really?
I have the blue package.
So. Oh, ooh.
And I have a DVR. Your DVR on there is only $5.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're talking about TV because otherwise that would sound very unfortunate.
Yeah, yes. Sling. What? $5? Oh, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, no. I got myself a blue package.
Yeah. But yeah, so sorry about that, everyone. I was misconstruing. I didn't realize I actually paid the extra money for those upper level tier channels. I didn't.
You'd be surprised what you pay for.
I know. You know, I should look a little closer at the bill. But I meant to apologize from that last thing. But Hulk Hogan, you know, I mean, you know. Has there been enough time away from, you know, what happened with him? Remember, he got yanked off of the Tough Enough. That's when it all happened.
He got yanked off Tough Enough. He got taken out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
There was a very large reaction that was probably a little bit over the top.
Especially because it was like 5 years prior with the things that were coming out.
And you know, it was illegally recorded. So that's another thing.
Yeah.
Terry Bollea said those things, not Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan would never say those things. Well, so some other quick news. It looks like Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross will be doing the play-by-play on the greatest Royal Rumble ever. That's happening April 27th.
Which is on the network. I saw someone's screen capture of they tried to cancel and they said, but you'll be missing all these things. And it had WrestleMania and then the greatest Royal Rumble ever.
Really?
Yes.
Very cool. Another thing that came out this week, it looks like Rey Mysterio is headed back to WWE. They sent him down to have some a doctor look at him in Birmingham because he had a partially torn bicep that happened.
Well, they pulled him off the New Japan show tomorrow.
Okay, so
in California, so he's not facing Jushin Thunder Liger like originally planned. That will be Will Ospreay now.
I saw that Will Ospreay's going to be on. Yes. Yeah, I'm definitely taping that, so I have something to watch. It'll be four. It's not your average 7-hour New Japan show. It's only a 4-hour one. Yeah. So. But we got
it's the United States one.
It's the United States one, never that version. But we do get Jim Ross on that too, and it's like, and I'll keep access until at least that happens, and then I'll just ditch it. But looks like we're done for the day, man. I want to let everyone know that they can catch any of our shows on iTunes, and like I said, there'll be additional 40-minute interview with Harper from the Bludgeon Brothers. You can catch on the show when I post it later today.
And remember, if you're looking for a spouse, look for someone that looks at you like Matt Hardy looks at the mower of lawns.
The mower of lawns, yeah. I would definitely, Matt Hardy, please keep supporting those guys. That's probably one of the fun things that we get to see.
It made Bray relevant again.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Bray, too. We don't know if he'll show up as Husky Harris or will he be, who knows. He'll come out as IRS Junior, which would be pretty funny. But thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danger. And don't forget, next week, Jeff Jarrett joins us here on the Pain Clinic. We're out of here. Body slam somebody you love.
I wanted to tell my friend Johnny Huber, they're not booing. They're not booing. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Pauly?
Well, he doesn't go by Huber in wrestling. Is that what you're talking about when they go, Huber?
Here's the bit. That's the bit.
Oh. Yeah.
See, I'm going John Huber.
He's Huber.
They all know the real name.
When he's a movie star, he's Huber.
And then I'm going, they're not booing, so the people will know it's Lou.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I like the boos.
Well, you like real booze, you mean?
Yeah, I like it.
It's his job. His job is to get booze. like, think about wrestling. Sometimes your job is to get booed.
Yeah, I'm trying to be hated.
Are you always the boo guy?
Not always, but recently.
Well, let me ask you this. I am not. As a matter of fact, I was reading your bio.
I was told to keep my guard up with you, you know.
No, I'm looking forward to. I got a set in my head because whenever we take a break, I go talk to my booby. She's my manager. And she yelled at me for my poker set. What was it? Two minutes?
Yeah, you got a little hole there.
Yeah, it was 2 minutes.
It was all right. You guys apologize.
So she starts telling me. It's another language. Nobody knows what you're talking about. Okay.
She's 100%.
Stop. Wait, let me read some of this about Luke, about Harper. If this isn't another language, bro, this is deeper than poker. Just let me read at the most 60 seconds about Luke Harper.
How about 30?
Huber made his debut for the Philadelphia-based Chikara on March of 2007, at Time Will Prove Everything, using the right stuff, Brody Lee gimmick, and losing to Equinox. Lee originally was not scheduled to wrestle at the event, but was instead visiting backstage with friends. However, when Reckless Youth no-showed the event, Chikara booker Mike Quackenbush offered Lee the chance to get in the ring. This is like some language, so and there's
just,
more.
If I could stop you there, that's literally how I got my big break in wrestling.
It's a great story, really.
I was just at a show, and a guy no-showed, and I got the spot.
That is a great
story.
But,
man, yeah, when you read that like that, that sounds foreign.
Well, because I don't know Equinox. What Chikara means. I don't know who Equinox is.
So Chikara is the promotion. Equinox is the performer that I wrestled against, and the other one was the name of the event.
I like the name of the dude that didn't show up.
Reckless Youth.
Reckless Youth. That's a good. I like that.
Yeah, thank you, Reckless Youth.
How's he doing these days?
No idea. Don't care, but got me my break show.
Reckless Youth gave Luke. Well, you know, it would have happened in a week or two later anyway.
If you say so. I don't know about that.
Did you plug away for a long time, just where you felt like no one was noticing? Did that happen?
I started in 2001, and that, when he talks about there, is probably 2007. Yeah, 2007. Wow. So it was first 6 years, and then from there, 2007 till 2013, I did bigger independent stuff, but then WWE in 2013. So 12, 13 years after.
Wow. How's that guy, Mike Quackenbush?
He's great. He gave me my character.
My man Quackenbush, he names a lot of guys.
Well, I had a kind of a different look when I showed up there, and he decided that I should look a little different and more of a trucker style, dirty, more aggressive, and he suggested that, and that's what worked for many, many years.
Well, I'm dying to know what the original look was.
It was shorts and a singlet and tassels.
Beard or no beard?
No beard.
Quackenbush was right, I think.
Yeah, Quack was very right.
So let me just read a little more because I find it funny myself. Lee returned to... Wait, who's Lee? You?
That's me, Brody Lee.
Oh, you were Brody Lee.
Yeah.
Named That's after, how you started.
Well, named after, like, if I shave, I look like Jason Lee, who's Brody Bruce in Mallrats.
All right.
So I just put it together.
All right. It says, Lee returned to the company 2 months later, defeating Equinox in a rematch and starting a streak of not being pinned or submitted.
That's right.
That lasted the rest of the year. In August, Lee aligned himself with the Olsen twins.
That's right.
Damn.
Not the Olsen twins. The male version.
No, these are Colin and Jimmy. Yeah,
that's right.
And adopted the nickname Big Rig in a more serious gimmick of a trucker.
That's right.
Lee and the Olsen twins were scheduled to enter the 2008 King of Trios tournament as Team Dr. Keith.
If you think people hated poker,
yes.
What's Bubby saying now?
Oh, man. What is Dr. Keith?
Dr. Keith literally paid to sponsor a team in a tournament so he could name a team, and I just happened to be on that team. But I did have beers with Dr. Keith that night.
Pauly, do you know Dr. Keith?
No, but I've done that. I've sponsored a team before for my sauce business.
I do. To see it. Dr. Keith Lipinski. He's not a real doctor.
You've sponsored a wrestling team?
No. I said on the air one time that I wanted to sponsor a softball team because I just think it would be kind of funny to see a bunch of Pauls out there.
Yeah.
And then some guy picked me up and was like, do it. And I went, God damn it, now I have to do it.
I'm going
to
get some Harper teams around the area soon.
Do it.
You'll really do it?
The teams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you, Pauly?
Wheez, let me try and translate for you real quick. I understand that the wrestling language and stuff doesn't make a lot of sense to you. This is a big deal, though. Harper's a big deal. This is a Webster born and raised dude.
Well, no.
Where are you from?
I was born in Irondequoit.
Born in Irondequoit.
Right behind Bishop Kearney.
Then he upgraded a little Webster.
Well,
that's not nice.
But listen, this dude is on national TV 2 nights ago. He's pretty regular on TV. He's got a good storyline going on right now in WWE. It's a really big deal for Rochester. This is a homegrown boy for us.
I am a fan of the brother and can't wait to talk more about the movie because I really like the movie.
I watched it last night.
I just want to say, your love of wrestling. We had a guy sitting right where he's sitting a couple weeks ago that not only is on national TV often, real often, and you weren't as impressed.
Who's that?
Because you love wrestling. And we have audio of a dude today.
Oh, Jay Farrell?
Two different TV
shows. I went to see Jay Farrell.
I'd be impressed by Jay Farrell.
I went to see him at the comedy.
I'd be impressed by myself. Way more.
What was it, Billy?
Listen, we started talking about your big break, though.
Yep.
What was the moment that you figured out that WWE saw you, liked what they saw? I mean, did you know it was happening when it happened?
No idea. My wife was pregnant. I lost my job, and I dislocated my patella all in a week span.
Oh,
and when I came back from that, I told my wife, okay, she was 8 months pregnant, and I had come back from Japan. I said, you know what, honey, I'm done. I'm just going to wrestle locally. I'm going to get a real job again. I just got laid off from a school library job. And literally, she was 8.5 months pregnant by the time I was laying in bed, got a phone call. The guy said, what are you doing? I said, nothing. He said, all right, well, get yourself to Florida because we want to give you a tryout for WWE.
Nice.
And literally, it came out of nowhere. And a month later, I was down in Florida. January 2nd, I was down in Florida and then had a tryout. And 3 months later, I was hired.
Did you look like that when you worked in the Rochester City School District?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I worked at Frederick Douglass Junior High and broke up a lot of fights. I coached their wrestling team with Mr. Braun. I love that job.
Yeah.
A lot of good kids there.
That's awesome.
Billy?
As a huge wrestling fan, but also as a huge Kevin Smith fan, I just learned something.
You like that?
What? I did not know that he named himself after a Kevin Smith movie.
That's right.
Mallrats. I assumed that you were named after Bruiser yeah. Brody.
No, everybody thinks that Brody Bruce is the inspiration.
Oh, nice.
Jason Lee.
Because I am Kevin Smith. I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan.
Yeah, Smith's biggest fan yeah. right
they there. Wanted, yeah. They were... There were several pitches to maybe do a My Name is Earl type story with me when I got to WWE, but it panned out a little better, I think.
Yeah.
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 Paulie?
Yeah. So then Harper comes on the scene and he gets matched with a couple of other guys, Bray Wyatt being one of them, Eric Rowan being another one, and you're in the Wyatt family.
Yep.
And this was one of the cooler gimmicks I've ever seen, Weez, because they would come out to a dark arena, but then everyone would hold up their phones and or lighters or whatever they had. And it was one of those situations. But it looked spectacular.
Yeah, we were very different at the time. We didn't wear tights. We wore jeans and wife beaters. My buddy wore overalls, and the other guy wore a Hawaiian shirt. We didn't look the part. We didn't look like professional wrestlers whatsoever. I mean, in a way. So we were very different, and we all came together at the right time. It was a perfect storm.
What was that like walking out to see that, though? I mean,
it was pretty surreal. It's still surreal to me, but I prefer to walk out by myself.
And literally the question that I'm most excited to ask about, are those real jeans or not?
Real jeans?
Yeah. Or are they like some sort of stretchy wrestling jeans?
No. So this is the first time, and I think, so you said 2007. So 2007 to 2018, I wore jeans and a wife beater, the same wife beaters. Those jeans are Wrangler jeans from Walmart, $11.
Real jeans.
So now this is the first time in my career where I can't walk into Walmart and get my gear now that I have to wear this other stuff.
Hold on a minute, Paulie, because we have the kid been waiting a while.
Sure.
Rob.
Good morning, Weez.
Good morning, brother Rob.
I have a guest in the theme book, Sherlock Holmes.
You are absolutely correct. Let me get this out real quick. Song number one, Hound Dog. Elvis Presley, the most famous Sherlock Holmes story is The Hound of the Baskervilles. Cocaine, Eric Clapton. Sherlock Holmes was addicted to cocaine. Wheels, I forgot to tell Deanna about that.
There's a book called The 7% Solution. That was a novel.
Oh, yeah. Which is cocaine. The third song, River, Robert Downey Jr., go ahead, tell us.
Robert Downey Jr. was the most, not the most recent, but he played Sherlock Holmes in a couple movies.
Robert Downey Jr. played Sherlock Holmes. The fourth song was Baker Street, which is the address of Sherlock Holmes' little office. Isn't that right?
221B.
Oh, 221B. This is a real Sherlock Holmes fan. Have you ever won this before?
I have not.
Have you ever asked about Sherlock Holmes before?
He's a Sherlock Holmes fan. Bro, you got a pair of tickets to go see Jack White at the Dome, and we're going to throw in a Bill Graves. What do they get for Bill Graves?
Did we already do? I think we already did that, Weez.
Well, we only got one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
I'll buy the guy a cheeseburger.
Here, hold on a minute, and thank you for listening, and thank you for playing. I throw the wrestling ball back to Paul.
Well, actually, we need a message, Weez, but you know, I want to tell you, we can come off wrestling for a sec, because we got to talk about the movie, about Mohawk,
that
John Huber is in, because I want to make sure he gets credit. But also, how about a beef regarding the movie, local ties to the beef that I think you're going to get passionate about when you hear this.
Okay,
there's beef.
Before that, I just have to say one other thing. Text it in. There was a famous wrestler from Webster that you should know.
Was she really from Webster, though?
Was that China?
There's a few.
China, Gorilla Monsoon's from Rochester.
Really?
China's from Rochester.
Yeah.
Well, I think she was from Webster.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, and Gorilla Monsoon, is that too old for you, Paulie?
No, that's when I first started watching wrestling, he was a commentator.
A little tidbit, when we walk to the ring, we have to walk through the gorilla position, which is the production set, and so it's still called that to this day in honor of Gorilla Monsoon.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Cool.
It is. Ready.
You're up, boys.
No, I'm saying I thought you were going to clue me in as...
This is the theme song for the Bludgeon Brothers, which is where Harper can be seen right now as part of the Bludgeon Brothers.
He's one... is that four dudes or two dudes?
Just two.
Two dudes.
Oh.
Harper Bludgeon and Rowan Bludgeon.
Harper Bludgeon and... and Rowan.
I figure, well, if we're brothers, I figure Bludgeon would be our last name. Yeah, right,
that's true.
I don't know.
It would be. That's right. But you guys came out during Fastlane and pulled off like a great attack on everybody in that tag team match. I was just wondering if you ever do something to somebody, and then after you do it, you look at them and you think to yourself, "Oh God, I wonder if I really just hurt him."
Oh, 1,000,000%. especially that day about everything I did. 100% thought people were dead.
You're like, "Oh God."
Yeah, slight remorse.
Do you guys have any type of code where you can be like, are you okay, man?
Safe word?
Is there a safe word? Really, though. In all honesty, is there a are you okay, man, safe word?
Yeah, I mean, there's we could chat.
Okay, all right. Wheez, I think you're going to be interested in this local beef.
Well, first of all, let me just tell people, not into wrestling or you don't know anything about wrestling, which many, same thing with every sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you to know that the dude sitting here, Harper, real name John Huber, who will be in a movie, is, so you can picture radio, 6 foot what?
It's about 6'7", 250.
This dude is a walking around scary guy. This is a scary dude. That's a big guy. He could handle whatever he has to handle.
I feel like he could pick me and my wheelchair up and just throw me to the side.
There you go.
Oh, man, I'm getting paid.
So, and what's in the box, by the way?
Oh.
I gifted him some sauce, Wheez.
Oh.
I got every flavor.
Every flavor we've ever made available. Even the out-of-season stuff, Wheez.
That's right.
Yeah. What's out of season?
Like pumpkin flavor, for example, right now.
So is it still good?
It's good. It's good. Okay. Don't worry.
Out of season scares me a little bit.
That's a good question, believe me. So tell me about the beef.
All right, so moving over to the other side of your life right now, John Huber, a.k.a. Harper, but John Huber is an actor, and he's got a role in this movie Mohawk, which I watched last night.
Did you see it?
I did. I watched it last night.
Where?
I watched it on Google Play, but it's available on a million different platforms at this point. What is it, like iTunes?
Amazon, iTunes.
You can watch it on YouTube for $7.
Well, give me an honest review.
It's a thrilling. It's like, it's sort of like, it's like a chase through the woods, and so there's constantly what's going to happen next, and who's going to,
Spoiler alert. He gave me off air, people. He already gave me his freaking beefs about the movie I'm in. I come up here, give Paulie the time of day to come up here. You know, Wheez, I appreciate it, but Paulie, two beefs already.
Wheez, I'm learning from you. The first thing I did is tell him two things I didn't like about the movie.
Well, you can't tell a dude.
What are you telling me? You do that all the time.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. Trust me, I got a lot of beefs, too.
Well, listen, all right, so I was, first of all, spoiler alert, I was really happy to see you didn't die at the beginning, because I was pretty sure you were just going to die away.
So when people ask me about getting this movie, I just literally assume they're looking for a 6'7" guy who looks tough, beats a guy up, and then dies real quick.
Yeah. Sure.
So when I read the script and kept going, I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, he's in the whole movie. He's really, I mean, just about. But anyway, so my beefs are, I don't know how you sneak up on somebody in the woods. They do that in so many movies, and I'm always like, hey, you can't do that.
Which I have challenged Paulie to go to the woods, and somebody will try to sneak up on him, and I don't know, stab him? I don't know what the payoff is.
Let me tell you this, Paul.
I know you got the story. I know.
I'm just going to tell you.
Talk to any Vietnam combat veterans. Yeah.
And there's plenty of walking around in the night in the goddamn woods.
Because
there's
different kind
of woods.
You don't think there's sound out there, but there's a lot of sound. And so you the crunching and the movement, you might not pick up on.
Hey, you convinced me.
So you're down to one beef.
Plus, it could be animals. It could be all kind of things.
Right. So you're looking this way for an animal. Oh, I'm on you.
The other beef I don't want to talk about because it's the end of the movie. So I don't want to talk about the beef because that's kind of like the end.
I thought you said there was a local beef.
Oh, there is.
There's a big beef. Now, this is real life. This isn't necessarily like in the movie. Those were my movie. Here's the real life beef. Do you want to tell it or do you want me to? Or how do you want to do it?
Why don't you lay it out and I'll fill it in if need be.
Color man.
All right. So John Huber is a legit Rochester big success story. We've been through the accolades, right? How this city is not just jumping behind him to support this movie. Yeah. And I'll give you a very specific example. The production company reached out to The Little, who we love.
Yes.
We love The Little.
I love The Little. I grew up going to The Little. I understand the history and importance of The Little. Like, The Little is a huge thing to me. So I said to Paulie last night that this coming up here and doing this show was a huge local bucket list check for me. This is awesome. I grew up listening to this show, and this is amazing. Same can be said for The Little. It's part of Rochester, and it's part of its history. And for them to not give me the time of day and to even reach out to me is a very disappointing.
So okay, hold on. Let me take The Little aside
absolutely
for a second.
I can too.
Because I want to, I think that if we made a phone call,
well,
this is a piece of cake, but I'm thinking they were just completely ignorant of the production.
So to be fair, the production company has reached out for what they say for over a year. Then recently I was told that they are booked completely through the month of June and that they are not interested in it as of now.
Ugh.
So... Well, and so I wrote to them yesterday. I wrote a very nice email to them, and I have not heard back yet, but I had just sent it yesterday, so I don't want to go ahead and completely bury them. But for the fact that they told the production company that there's no chance, really, then it's just...
Wait a minute. John, have you seen yourself? Walk into the freaking Little and ask to speak to the owner.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Walk into the Little, threaten a woman. Yeah. Great idea, Paulie.
Wait, can I tell you this?
They don't look like such bullying if walked into the joint.
Play my movie!
Let me tell you this in all seriousness, okay? Yeah. All right, so Mohawk, it is kind of an independent movie. Maybe absolutely. Just the name Mohawk maybe wouldn't sell at a theater. Absolutely. But you know Polly. What would, Wheez?
Polly,
Harper
wait.
From the WWE.
Right, Polly.
Yeah.
First of all, the Little plays almost only independent movies.
Right.
I get that problem.
I know.
And Wheez, I'm not looking for money. I'm not looking for anything like that. I'm not even looking for like more exposure. What I want is the platform to show my friends and family on a big screen something that I'm super proud of.
Right. Listen, this is a automatic should be happening. And the part about selling out doesn't even mean
anything.
Well,
maybe it does to them.
The Little is Little.
Right, right. And that's why I didn't think it would be an issue.
And I could sell the joint out. Wheels could sell the joint out. A WWE superstar, Rochesterian, with this film could sell it out like cake.
And John, you said you are
not even a point.
You're allowed to be Harper from WWE, 100%, right? We can promote that.
I'm Harper from WWE right now saying that I wanted to play at the Little. And if it doesn't play at the Little, then I'll go searching around for other places in Rochester. But the Little is special to me, and so...
I'm going over after the show. I'm stopping over after the show. I'm going to do it.
Well, let me check and see if she emailed me back now.
It should be. I thought it should be easy.
Nope.
A text came into the Jimmy Z text line, 222-9500. Tell Brody Lee that Dalton Castle's older brother loves your face.
Okay.
You know who those people are?
I do. Hello, Brian.
Oh,
right. Dalton Castle, the champion of Ring of Honor.
So Dalton Castle will probably soon be another WWE superstar from Rochester, New York.
Really?
Wait a minute. Is this news?
No, but I think it'll be happening within the next 2 years.
Do you know him, Paulie?
Yeah. He's if you think of it as like AAA, if it's baseball, he's one of the best players in AAA.
Yeah, and he's recently branched out around the world and around the bigger promotions, and he's very good, he's very charismatic, and he is a wacky individual, and I think he'll be hired soon enough.
What would he need Quackenbush?
Honestly, I think, I'm pretty sure, a little aside, I'm pretty sure Mike Quackenbush hates Dalton Castle. But
you're kidding.
No, not at all.
You're not kidding?
No, not at all.
Why?
Dalton can rub you the wrong way.
It's weird. Gotta get to Quackenbush. You want to get up in there. I thought. The Bush.
Yeah, I'm not touching that one.
The Bush.
Flag that, Billy.
Anyways, Paulie, so you saw the movie Mohawk.
Yeah, watch it last night.
Let me get back for the Little Theater, but is the history, or at least where this film is supposedly taking place, in this part of the country? I mean, I get mixed up with my Indians because I'm down here.
1,000%.
This is up our way. Yeah, this is Rochester way, right?
Yep. We shot it on a, not a reservation, but a park that the Native Americans have complete control of. And the Seneca, Cayuga, Oneida, Onondaga, and Mohawk all have tribes that stretch from Rochester up through Toronto and through Montreal. So through the War of 1812, all of it took place right along these lakes and stuff. So it's 100% accurate. And we had the help of local Native Americans also.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and beautiful. The star of the film is 100% Native American.
Which, by the way, is a current beef in the movie industry.
Absolutely.
The Native American one goes way back.
Well, they're played by other races.
Right. Almost back in the day, almost completely.
Mm-hmm. And they're now trying to get it out there where they get the work.
Right.
So, and it happens a lot more in Canada than it does in America right now.
Which way does it happen?
The Native Americans are getting the work in Canada.
Oh, yep. In Canada.
More so. Not to par, but more so than they are here.
All right. Well, we're talking to, if you went to high school with him, he was John Huber.
McQuaid Jesuit, 1998.
Oh, you're a McQuaid dude.
Oh, yeah. So, little story. I used to ride McQuaid every day with my mom. And, of course, I wanted to listen to Howard Stern. And she wanted to listen to you.
So I love your mommy.
She would win. She would win every day, Weez. And through those 4 years, I learned to love your show.
Oh,
love it.
So that's literally how I came to become a fan of yours.
Paulie doesn't even. Did Billy tell you about how I got crapped on? And
no,
I got a good story about somebody alerted me that there was a podcast by a comedian that took a 5-minute dump on my head.
Oh, can we do that on the air? Like maybe next set?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Oh, wow.
Can I stay?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to tell it unless you were here.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, I got nothing to do today, so.
That's great. Weez, can we get a message from Vision Nissan, please? Yeah.
Radio 95.1 Brother Weez Show. So much to talk about, so little time, unfortunately. I swear to God, bro. I got so much stuff over here.
I'm ready for your story, man. I'm dying.
Can't get to it.
Can't wait to hear who's trash talking.
First of all, a couple of nice love letters to Luke Harper, or just Harper, excuse me, or John Huber. One says that John, also known as Luke Harper, worked with my mother at Frederick Douglass Middle School. All the kids loved him. Another one says, Harper's a class act. My neighbor's kid saw him at a Webster wrestling practice, and the guy took a ton of time with the kids and was very down to earth, and there were more. And
yeah, that really
one
pissed
negative
me off.
One, which I will not read, because...
Why not?
I'm getting ready to tell you a story about a guy crapping on me for something that didn't even happen that he thinks happened. And so, you know, to read a negative text to you some trolls.
Please let me hear it.
You want to hear it?
Oh, absolutely.
Wait a minute. Let me try.
I hope it's good.
In what way good?
I'm sure I'll love it either way, but all right. Hope it's really negative.
This is what the guy says. Guy texts in at 222-9500 to the Jimmy Z and says, does he consider himself over, and will he ever make an appearance on the Pat McAfee show with Rip Rogers on the Barstool Pat McAfee podcast?
Could I say that, Weez, you have to understand what over means,
yeah,
first of all.
So that's not super negative.
Oh.
That over is a term in wrestling, like if you're popular or you're doing well. Are you over?
Over's a good term.
Yeah, like, hey, this guy's over.
It's so funny you said that, though, because I read the same way you did, Weez.
It's over, man. And then I think they were just looking for a plug for that podcast.
In every other part of the world, when someone asks you, are you over? Over is usually a negative term.
Oh, man,
term.
In my world, I'm dying to be over.
Yeah.
You want to be over?
Yeah, I don't blame you, Weez.
Put me over, get me over.
Wow. Well, anyways, here's what happened, Paulie.
Okay.
So yesterday, my friend Reed Rothschild.
Arnie's son, yeah.
Oh, you know the kid?
I do, yes.
It's Arnie's son. Sends me a message about he was listening to this guy's podcast, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the podcast, he starts Mother Hucker and Brother Weez, a comedian that I can't remember who he is.
Do you have the name in front of you right now?
Oh, I got everything. I sent the whole thing to Billy to listen to because I can't listen to someone crapping on me that I can't respond to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to listen to it. But I did send it to Billy because I know Billy's a podcast guy anyway.
What was their basis for being against you?
I am going to tell you right now. This guy, Bert Kreischer, do you remember him, Paulie?
I have no recollection at all. Billy, do you remember that at all?
I do. It was before you were working on the show.
That long ago?
Yeah,
bro.
I looked for the segment, but it got purged from our system.
Jeez, at this point, that's like 10 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Is it really before Paulie was here?
Yeah.
It was back when Lily and Nick and...
Holy crap. Well, anyways, this guy really holds a grudge. So... This guy had called in to promote a TV show, Paulie, on the Travel Channel. That's, I guess he does wacky stuff, right?
Okay.
Right. And according, Billy heard it, but let me explain it from my way first, and then he can take from hearing it. And then Jim Norton was the guest. Okay, so Jim Norton's on the show.
But we do have a connection to Norton.
Right. And Bert Kreischer goes on. Bert Kreischer asked Norton, did he ever have any problems with any of the radio guys he's been on with? And and Jimmy Norton says, well, not really, but I might have one with Brother Weeze because of his closeness to Opie and what's going on now with that. I like Brother Weeze.
And if you know the situation, that's not necessarily saying Norton has a problem with you. That's saying Norton fears you might have a problem with it.
No, exactly. But yeah. He said he liked me.
Yeah.
Always had a good time with me. And then this guy, Bert Kreischer, says, Brother Weeze is a P.O.S. That is it. Brother Weeze should go croak. He's a piece of schnit.
Damn.
Norton said, why? So this is what he said, Paulie. Okay. He said that he had to call our show to do one of those promotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had gotten people to call in, which have I ever done that, to your knowledge?
Where you get, people call in? No. You mean like people call in for or against him? You've never set up phone calls in my decade with you. I've never seen you set up a phone call. No.
Not one.
Not one.
So this guy was under the impression that I set up these phone calls that called in to wonder why he was so mean to Jay Moore. By the way, I love Jay Moore. And I think Billy does too. But anyways, basically that's the whole deal. And the thing that makes me feel great is, according to Reed Rothschild, and then Billy heard it, Norton stuck up for me the whole way. I sent him a big text this morning.
That's awesome. Love
Norton. Norton stuck up, but this guy, Bert Kreischer,
he needs to learn the number one rule we all know, is if you're going to talk shiznit on Weeze, make sure the mics are off, right? We all know that.
There you go.
Yeah, do it way behind his back.
If you're going to talk shiznit on a brother, give me a chance. You know, the whole thing is, this happens to be a fact, no matter what side people want to take, is his thoughts of what happened are untrue.
Would you be willing to call in and participate in their podcast to let people know?
Anytime.
Okay, the worst part about it is it's 10 years ago.
That's a little odd.
Well, Billy heard the piece, and it's just that he's... Billy, I can't see you because
I'm right here,
frozen. Please.
Yep.
Tell about what he's famous for being thin-skinned and how this happened.
Yeah, Bert Kreischer and Jay Moore used to be really, really good friends. And at some point, they wound up in a feud. And Jay says it's because he was really thin-skinned about something. So when he did this show, you took a call and screened. And someone said, hey, what's going... And I don't even remember the call being negative. Just, hey, what happened between you and Jay? And Bert answered, you know, just some bad stuff. And you went on and did the interview, and the interview was fine. And I never took it as, you know, we crapped on him or he was uncomfortable or anything. And I just learned this morning when I re-listened to that thing that you sent me.
So there you go.
I consider it a feather in your cap.
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
People are talking about you.
You got a good point, but
from 10 years ago.
I just, you know, someone calling you a piece of schnit with a story that's not even legit.
Yeah, but look at it this way. At the same time, you had a good friend come to your defense.
That was nice.
So you got to look at the positive, Weeze.
Actually, I'm going to change stuff because of that.
And it mended a bridge with you and Norton that you didn't even know might have been damaged.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
What a great story.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just remembered something else I wanted to talk about. I want to apologize to the audience for yesterday morning's take on Zay Jones. You know what I'm saying, Paulie?
Not completely.
All right, let me lay this.
Yeah.
We were, at least I was... pretty much saying, man, Zay Jones, this is going to really F up his career.
Uh-huh.
This is bad stuff. Then yesterday, I saw where everybody is bonding behind Zay Jones. Have you seen any of that?
Yeah, I did hear a lot of that commotion yesterday, and I might still actually have a controversial take on that. Let me tell you the truth. Well, I just, you know, listen, I know everyone bonded behind him and said, maybe Zay Jones has mental health issues. We want him to get help. We're behind you, brother. Go get your help.
They wanted to raise money for his charity on top of it all.
If it's true, of course I want him to go get help. Of course. I'm for the betterment of any human being. But I still am not sold that the dude's toxicology report is going to come back clean. I think he was under some sort of influence.
I hope
I get proven wrong. You know, I do hope I get proven wrong because then maybe it's more fixable. But
all right. But
you think maybe he was fine and he just does have mental health issues?
No. I think that I personally really believe, and don't forget Dr. Chuck Cavallaro texted him from Rochester General, who said he had every symptom of bath salts.
Yeah.
But then again, I am not a guy that's going to condemn a guy for ingesting anything.
Dude, I mean, listen, I've admitted this on the air before, just never, only like once, but on my wife's birthday 3 years ago, we went on a wine tour, and I drank all day, and I never ate anything all day long, and we got back to the spot, the Del Monte, where we had a room reserved, and dinner reserved, and everything like that, and I ended up curled up in a ball in the back of the shower, crying for my mother. This is like 3 years ago because I just had a reaction because I don't usually drink wine. I was on an empty stomach all day long, and I just had this. So I believe that
the
dude had...
Were you naked?
I was naked in the shower.
So when you started that story, I thought 100% you were going to be like, so there was this one time on my wife's birthday, we tried bath salts.
No, okay, I had nothing other than wine in me, but I had a reaction, just a weird reaction to it that night. I don't know how to explain it. True story, though. Crying. The worst part was crying for my mother.
Were you going, mommy?
I kept. You know what she tells me I was doing is I kept going like, oh, you don't understand. I'm not from here, and you are. And I never get to see my mom, and I miss it. I'll never live in Ohio again.
Just turn on the cold water.
Ryan, we were engaged at the time, not married yet. She tells me she just kept looking at me, going like, oh my god.
And she married you.
She's still married me.
I was gonna say that could have been a
guy. Right.
Game ender. Yeah,
so I have both crapped my pants in front of her and had that episode in front of her, and she still married me. So the woman is a saint.
Wait a minute. You crapped your pants? You crapped your pants besides the elevator?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like showing?
Oh, yeah. Come on. All right, I told the story on the air again, too, but all the old stories are coming out. It's within, like, our first year of dating, and... This is probably, we've been together for like 8 years. This is like 7 years ago. This might even predate Elevator. We get in the car and we're going to a movie at Regal Henrietta. And the whole way to Regal Henrietta, I start getting a little rumbling and I start thinking to myself like, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Okay. All right. But at first it's like, no problem. I'll just, you know, stop at the bathroom before we go into the movie theater. Then as I get a little closer, it starts to happen where I'm like, all right, well, it's getting a little more intense. And then finally, like about a minute or two away, I announced to her that I'm going to pull right up to the door at Regal Henrietta. I'm going to get out and run in and go to the bathroom. You just park the car and I'll meet you inside, right? And she's fine with that. So I pull up in, I park, I screech, come to a stop on the way into the movie theater. I get out and I run about 10 steps towards the door. And then I just...
Oh, my God.
And then I just turned around and looked at her and started shaking my head and went, no. We have to go home. And we rode the whole way home with the windows down in the middle of winter.
How did you sit?
I just got into the car and I told her, I went windows down and I told her, put your head out the window the whole time. Don't even look at me. I don't want to talk about it.
But what about the car seat?
I had to, it's a few hour procedure then because then you got to clean the whole car out.
Oh my God.
Everything, you got to go to Delta Sonic and then you got to explain to the Delta Sonic people that your kid crapped the car.
Why is it in the driver's seat?
I was letting him pretend he was driving.
I can't believe you're married to a beautiful chick that saw you crying for your mommy and pooped your pants.
Yep.
She goes, yeah, I'm still buying that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Pretty much. Yeah. We need a massage, please.
Really?
Batavia Downs, yes. And we should say thank you to John Huber while we're
here.
Man,
I was enjoying not enough time.
Well, John, come back another time.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he'd love to meet you. So if you want to come back when Weez is back from Florida, we'd love to have him back up.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Nice. Are there any Mother Hucker shirts?
Oh, yeah, actually, down in Weeze's office. Billy's going to go get you one.
Wait a minute. I don't think we have anything that'll fit that.
I'm skinny now.
He's skinny. He's just tall.
Not skinny. I used to be 305.
I used to be 305.
What are you now?
About 250, 240.
6'7" and only weigh what I weigh?
Well, who's that reflect badly on?
Me.
Yeah, okay.
I know. I understand.